Podcasting like we mean it, you've downloaded the Red Boy Podcast, featuring special guests this week, 100 Year Picnic. Welcome to show 143 for March 16th. This podcast is rated PG-13.
Psst, you're listening to a Redcorn Studios production. Don't tell your mama.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm not eating scotch egg after scotch egg, I'm listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast.
From the cornfields of central Illinois, podcasting from high atop the Red Corn Studios, there goes my Russian accent again!
God, you understand English?
Welcome, ye Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
You're welcome, folks. Have fun. Drink responsibly.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'll even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Oh, hello, childrens. Welcome to episode 143 of the Red Boy Podcast. We all want to be a rock star. I am joined today with two rock stars. Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very good.
Mr. Boy.
We got Ed and Jeff here from 100 Year Picnic, of course, over at 100yearpicnic.com. Jeff's voice will sound familiar. He is the voice of the Red Boy song, available at redboypodcast.com. Jeff? Nice to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you, Red.
Good to see you. And we got Ed. Ed is famous in the cornfields, isn't he, Jeff?
He's very famous around here.
Oh, Jesus.
Around this part of the country.
Yes, he's known well for lip-syncing on TV.
Yes, that's right.
Ed owns, do you mind if we plug your shop?
Go ahead.
Ed owns Monster Pond here in town. Two location Monster Pond here in town, but the local commercials feature you rocking out, as it were.
Yep.
Now, who sings those songs?
Doug Johnson sings, and he works at the he was the old Cool Ray leader, and earlier on Clay Thompson did the first one, and I just
so you're just a pretty face behind the music.
I'm just an actor.
I played the drums on him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, not on the commercial, but in the music.
Oh,
I was the real drummer.
Yeah, Tommy played
like a Milli Vanilli kind of
thing.
Tommy
played guitar on the recording and played drums on the car.
Yeah.
So famous. Amy heard that, and she's like, oh, I'm not going to get to meet Ed. I said, well, I'll get his autograph for you, so.
Amy, hello.
What about Jeff?
She didn't care about you. She knows you. You're not famous on TV. You're just a rock star.
Does she drink Absolute? Is that why she's Absolute Amy?
She just drinks a lot, so. You know. Actually, we had a vote years ago. I don't know, probably was years ago now, about what to call her. And it was a great conspiracy because some wanted Princess Buttercup and some wanted Absolute Amy. And I kind of tilted the votes and officially said it's Absolute Amy.
All
right. So they were up in arms. Well, campers, let's do a little housekeeping here real quick, and we'll drag these guys along with me. The Red Boy Podcast. You guys should be. You're on a famous podcast now.
Absolutely.
We won the Couple Cast Award from the Podcast Peers and tied for
Hooray!
Old school.
Hooray!
Thank you very much. I don't know what tying means. I don't know if we both get trophy or if there. Jeff loves his sound effects, doesn't he? So I don't know if we get a trophy for tying or if we have to flip a coin and find out who wins that one. Boy, you know, show notes when you have guests just don't make any sense, you know, like what they did when you made them. Now, the pawn shop got me thinking. Budgets are hard. Have you guys had to cut back on your home budgets a little bit or tighten them up, like grocery bills going up, gas prices?
Please tell that to my wife.
I'm not saying you did. Maybe you've been trying to improve that.
She did say she was going to behave herself fiscally this year.
What does that mean? Less Victoria's Secret. What does that mean? One less hairdo.
Well, yeah. A few less nail appointments, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pedicures, well, only five this year.
Only one a month. Only one a month. I don't have to worry about getting my hair. Well, you don't have to worry about getting your hair done either. Now, Jeff has a difficult to manage hairdo, I'm sure.
That's right.
He has the curls.
Jerry curl.
The girls love the curls, Jeff?
Well, my wife does.
That's all that's right.
Wow, he's playing on her listeners, isn't he? Okay, but that got me thinking. Do you guys see pawn business go up when we talk about hard times and stuff? People start selling their crap off.
Man, that does happen. Yeah, the gas prices. It's hurting. You know, you got to get the diapers. You got to get what you got to get, and
start bringing things. You know, items of value, not just your crap.
Right, please. Items of value. No rocks. I do see it, but if you don't have money to spend, then I can't sell you something, too.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, you want to sell it, too. So it's a two-sided coin
for
you.
Yeah. It is.
Yes. You have lots of crap and nobody's buying it. That don't help you at all.
No, I can buy the Empire State Building, but if no one wants to buy it from me, can't make any money.
Yeah, and we have a place over in Normal, too, so all the students. Yeah.
Right.
Probably a lot of CDs. They rip into the computer and offload the CDs, huh?
iPods.
Do you sell iPods? You get iPods in?
Yeah, I love them. Bring them all in.
Bring them all in. There you go.
Let's turn it into a Moshbox version.
I don't know how we...
Zip!
We're supposed to talk about the band here. All right. So let's talk about the band. How long has 100 Year Picnic been around?
We're saying about 10 years.
Yeah.
Officially. Yeah.
10 years. Yeah. So you started when you were 19. I'm helping you here.
Pretty much, yeah.
We do look young, but not that young.
It's all that healthy living, right? And your first album was, what was your first album called? As Tall as the Sky, right?
If, or is there one before that? If we go back 10 years, there was an EP out before that was called 10 Gallon Cat.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Oh.
Maryland County was actually, I know you like
Maryland County.
Maryland County first appeared on the EP. Then when we put out the next one in 2001, after that, a few years later, we started getting hip to this whole internet thing. re-released it on the internet with the extra songs. Like three of the songs that were on the first EP were on the debut album, the full-length album. And then we added the other three songs that were on the EP to the...
To make it full-length.
Yeah. Well, make it 16 songs. When we did the internet release... Then
Because you have like a whole record club on 100yearpicnic.com.
We do.
Downloads and
get all kinds of free music and fun. I'm going to do ringtones pretty soon.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I need Jeff.
I have a Maryland County ringtone that rocks.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, the song rocks.
Well, the song.
So the ringtone better.
You want to hear it?
Hey, the ringtone rocks better than the song. Uh-oh.
Sure. Oh, you have it? Oh, here he goes. He's going to.
Come on.
Well, oh, boy.
Now he's got to figure out how to.
Technology pressure.
He's going to have to figure out how to work his phone. It could take a little bit of time.
Say it. Say it. You've been wanting to say it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, okay, Ed, where did the name 100 Year Picnic come from?
No, wait a second. That's definitely a Jeff
Greenberg. He doesn't want that quick.
All right, well, okay, here, Jeff can answer that in a minute. What were your influences? I mean, what kind of music influenced you?
I think that it really is what we would like. And just coming from when we were kids and all the way through, just trying to put a little bit of everything that we've all liked through the years.
Well, I know it's on the site that you think this album is if you like Pink Floyd, the Beatles, and Ben Folds is kind of.
There you go. Just pretend I just called you. Hello.
Now you gotta figure out how to make it stop.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, I have to go out and get the Maryland County. Well, how do I get that?
I'm gonna put it up there free for you, but all of your listeners.
But I don't know how to put it on the phone. You have to help me.
Well, it's just an MP3.
Oh, is it?
You just drag it, Bluetooth it, baby.
Oh, Bluetooth it like it's hot.
That's right.
Golly, all this stuff, this is way over my head.
He just shows up with the guitar and look pretty, right, Ed?
pretty. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Jeff, so where'd 100 Year Picnic come from?
That's a good question. I should have thought of the answer while I was working on that.
Well, I noticed the two album arts are sort of swimming.
It came after you went part-time because life just became a big picnic.
If you're not working full-time, you can do a lot more, right?
We originally stole the idea from Ray Bradbury, who has a short story at the end of The Martian Chronicles. There's a short story called The Million Year Picnic.
Oh, so you just shorten the time frame a little bit. Boom, there you go.
I remembered it wrongly.
There's only so much time to really relax.
I didn't research it, and whoops. No, I kind of like
it. It was a million-year picnic?
It was a million-year picnic. Good and golly. Just trying to remember
you're
it.
Really going for it.
So 100-year picnic.
So I liked 100 years, so I kept it. Actually, there was a million-year picnic comic book store in Boston, so I was like, well, I can't use that.
Well, so you do 100-year, and now you've just, you know, you negated all your copyright infringements.
There you go.
Well, and now I have to know, I was listening to the album a few times this week, Tale of a Modern Splash. Is that you on the cover?
On the cut. Oh,
on the CD. I have the CD.
You haven't seen it. Yeah, on the CD.
Yeah,
it's me.
Yeah, just like I'll get you a disc to listen to. And he drops it off in a paper envelope. I don't even know what the freaking tracks are. I don't know how many tracks are. I don't know what they're called. Yeah, like, I like this song. It's
you
track
know what?
Five.
You're technology boy. You don't deal with paper. You're just gonna throw the thing away.
All right. Well, on the cut, on the sticker or whatever, the CD. Yeah.
Yes, that is me.
Is that your? And then your wife?
It's me and my wife.
Younger.
I was
17, and she was probably 18.
The hair gave it away. That's the only reason I would have picked it. I'm like, that's got it. Now,
that was us in the 80s.
Now, your kids are on the other one, right? Your two kids are on the tallest guy?
The kids are on the front cover, too.
That was a fun day.
So does Ed get to be on any of this?
Actually, his kids were in the picture. They just got...
He got edited out.
Crop.
By the artist.
By his direction. I think it looked better without the children.
Some of the children need to go.
Namely, not mine. Well, and I was listening, Amy and I listened to a few tracks the other night, and she liked it, so no worries there. But she kind of agreed, because, you know, music you listen to when you're in your certain mood, and you're talking about, you know, growing up and your different stage and what you like, and we're, you know, we'd listen to some song if we're just sitting around having a drink, different music, if it's Friday at 5 o'clock. And this, we definitely agreed, is sort of a having a cocktail and relaxing kind of CD.
Cool.
No way.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
All right.
Wait, he hasn't read the liner notes.
No,
yet.
I haven't read the liner notes. I didn't get them.
All right. Now I'm a total idiot.
I was going to offer the disc you gave me to give away to my listeners, but then they wouldn't have the liner notes either. So that just looked bad for you, Jeff. But that's what, you know, on the summer, we have our speakers on our deck. And while the kids frolic in the backyard, she's like, that's exactly.
Oh, wow.
I also thought it's a little.
You got to read the liner notes now.
It also reminds me of the Garden State soundtrack a little bit.
Oh.
If you've heard the Garden, it has like. Yeah,
maybe you should have a conversation with Mr. Zach.
There you go. Yeah, get
See
in
if we
on
can get on the next one.
Yeah, it just, not all the, not, you know, not 100%, but yeah, it reminded me a little bit of Garden State. But yeah, the first thing she's like, having a drink, relaxing.
Good.
Yeah, my two favorite ones are Looks Are For Free. What?
Nothing.
Oh. Even if you're here, you missed some things. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Track two, since I printed out the song track off your site, since I don't have it.
Wow.
Looks Are For Free. And is Looks Are For Free, is that a free download or is that a sample track download, right?
It's free and you can also buy it.
But if other podcasters would like to promote the music and throw Jeff 99 cents or...
Yeah, it's on the website, 100yearpicnic.com.
It's all going to be on iTunes, right? Are you out there yet?
It's not there yet, but it will be there. We're on CD Baby, and we're going to put a bunch of songs up on the PMN, Podcast Music Network.
Thank you.
So,
podcast.music, no, music.podshow.com. Sorry.
There you go. Wow.
Then I'd be tested.
So
the other one I like is...
Do you guys still call it the PMN?
I never called it the PNN,
no.
But...
PMN.
PMN, whatever.
Yeah.
I
PMS.
It's, it's like PMS.
I didn't.
We pulled a song off the PMS.
Jeff didn't know he was the only one using this acronym, Ed. It was just him. When did it not become cool to say PMM&M?
PMM&M?
The PMM&M was never an acronym.
Get hip, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jeff was hip before it was hip. And it even went away before it got hip. But my other favorite one is Isolation, track 6. I think that's my favorite one. So
that surprises me.
I don't know. Hey.
That's a little contemplative for you, Matt.
Looks Are For Free in Isolation. Yeah. If you put them together, it definitely makes me a conflicted individual. So. Well, yeah, there's all my questions. There's all my things. Would you like to play a song, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Right.
This is the first time on RedBoyPodcast.com. Really? Wow. Live music. Live we've played songs, but live track.
Red Boy's going to lose his virginity.
My musical cherry, as it were. All right, we're going to get hooked up, and we'll let you play. What song? What track did we decide you're going to play?
Number two.
Looks are for yeah. free.
Number track. Two on your sheet. Right? <'Cause>, you know,
according to my show.
Song number two.
Yeah. All right, guys, that was awesome. You know, my favorite song performed live. It's like my own private show. Where's the tip jar? I'll drop a dollar in.
Ding.
So there you go, guys. Check them out at 100yearpicnic.com. Just before we wrap it up, children's, of course, as we always do here on the Red Boy Podcast, your random fact of the week. You gentlemen here will appreciate this. Need to tune your guitar? You can use your toilet. It flushes in the key of E. I don't know if that's only in North America or if it's like E sharp in Australia because they flush backwards or something.
What about that feedback ringy thing?
I don't know what key that. My notes don't have that. Well, sorry.
What's the one when it runs, you know, and you know that noise that it
oh, the water refilling? Yeah. I don't know. That might maybe be flat.
Where are you getting your facts?
The internets. That's why it's random.
Is that a Sloan model or is that a standard model?
That's why it's random and not so much factual. And your random question to ponder this week, do sea monkeys sleep? We have sea monkeys. These are questions that...
I don't go to the zoo at night.
You know?
Liar.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't go to the zoo at night. Well, childrens, thank you for joining us once again here onto a different window onto the boulevard of the cornfields of Central Illinois. Jeffrey, Edwin.
Thanks,
it is Edwin, right? I just heard you say Ed. thank you for joining
thank
me.
Thank you, Mr. Red Boy.
Yes. I'm Mr. Boy officially to these fine gentlemen.
Mr.
Here.
Boy.
Are we allowed to call you by your real name?
No. Well, no, Amy does all the time. Matt, yeah. She gives out her address, her home phone number. She has, you know, internet security, psh, whatever.
Oopsies.
All right, kids. Well, hey, check them out at 100yearpicnic.com. That's 100picnic.com. Sign up for the record club and all the other cool things over there. Get the Maryland County ringtone, and Jeff gets around to putting it up there.
Buenas noches.
Yeah. Is it in Espanol where available, Jeff?
No.
Because it's not available to Jeff. So. All right, kids. Well, if you want to send us an email, redboy@redboypodcast.com. Voicemail is 206-888-GEEK. And Absolute Amy will be rejoining us at a regular bat time.
Yeah, where's Amy?
Absolute Amy's at home with an absolute sick child. I got to clean up vomit at 1 o'clock in the morning.
The lemon kind or lime kind of Absolute? They had the flavor Absolute, too.
I gave her some Absolute Citron and pink lemonade last night, and she said, she spit it in the sink and said, give me a beer. So you tell me if you think she liked it or not. I think
wasted good alcohol, Amy, damn it.
Well, you know, I was trying to prep her for later, so, you know. All right, kids, well, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you here next time on episode 144 of the Red Boy Podcast. Until then, wishing you peace and love from the cornfields, and the three of us are collectively out.